All right. Hi, welcome back to Root Canal Academy, and we are in halftime, part one. Welcome to halftime, part one. We've just completed the second quarter of the Root Canal game. We have a two or three touchdown lead now and are ready to cruise into the third quarter nickel titanium shaping to shape the entire root canal system so that we can then effortlessly obturate the root canal system. And we'll talk about in the fourth quarter obturation, and then we can win the root canal game. But for right now, we're in halftime, part one. I want to talk about hand files, and I want to talk about Nitai files, okay? Just briefly, I want to give you an overview of some of the hand files, because I find a lot of confusion on what all the different file names, like the K file, the C file, the Flexi file, the Nitai file, all that stuff. So let's just quickly talk about some of the hand files. First of all, the K file, the hand file, the standard K file. The standard K file is kind of the universal hand file. It's a stainless steel O2 taper hand file. So it's an O2 taper, stainless steel. It's got a triangular cross section, and it's used just for about everything. I use it for negotiation to patency, and I use it kind of in a watch wind or reciprocating fashion. That's the K file. The C file is the stiffer file. It's a stainless steel file, and it's just think of calcified file, C file. You use it in calcified canals, and sometimes it'll help you breakthrough calcifications. I use the C file and the C plus file, which is even stiffer, in retreatments to remove softened gutta percha. I'll soften the gutta percha with the chloroform, and then I'll use the C file to remove the gutta percha. Okay, and that's what I use C files for. Flexi files. Flexi hand files are stainless steel files, but they're more flexible. They can have a triangular or a rhomboid cross section, and they're just, these flexi files are used more in the apical preparation because there's a little bit of flex to them, and they're not quite as rigid as the K file, and they're definitely not quite as rigid as the C file, okay? Nitai hand files. Nitai hand files are obviously nickel titanium hand files. They're O2 taper, just like all the hand files are an O2 taper unless otherwise stated on the file. But these Nitai hand files are very flexible, and I use these for apical preparations, okay? And I use them for apical gauging, all right? Apical gauging, which we'll talk about in the third quarter. Sometimes the rotary Nitai will not advance around a curve, and I will have to go to hand files to prep the apical third, to shape the apical third. I'll have to do it manually with my hands, and I hate it, but you just have to do it. And I will use a combination of K files, which are stainless steel files, and Nitai hand files to shape the apical preparation, usually up to a 30, okay? So I'll do a 20 K file, 15, 20 K file, and then I'll do a 25 and a 30 Nitai hand file if they'll slide around there. You can put a little bit of an apical curve on Nitai hand files, but you just have to really overbend the Nitai to get it to actually have a little curve on it. So sometimes on these cases where the rotary Nitai will not advance around a curve, you do have to put a little curve on the Nitai hand file, and I use my fingernails and I bend it way past where you normally would bend a K file. If the Nitai hand file, you're having trouble bending it, it won't go around the curve, then I just use K files to shape that difficult curved apical third. What about the Hedstrom file? The Hedstrom file is a stainless steel file, and it looks like the upside-down Christmas tree. It's got those real kind of barbs on it, in a sense, like an upside-down Christmas tree. The Hedstrom file is used to remove thermophil plastic carriers, separated files, and also other debris like pulp stones. Use the Hedstrom file in a push-pull stroke. It cuts on the upstroke because of that upside-down Christmas tree barbs on it will pull things out. They recommend not using the Hedstrom file near the apex. Now, what is my favorite K file? I can tell you, man, a steal of a deal. I love the Manny K file. It's from Japan. It's spelled Manny, M-A-N-I. The Manny K file, it sells for $5 a pack from MountsIndo.com. MountsIndo.com. Mounts is M-O-U-N-C-E Mannyk.com. They sell, MountsIndo.com sells the Mannyk files for $5 a pack. He also sells C files versus the other big dental companies sell the same pack of hand files for $10 to $12. So you can really save on getting hand files for $5. But although the other hand files I like are the Lexicon hand files from Dentsply, but those are also $10 to $12. Okay. That's the hand files. I hope that gives you an overview on hand files. Let's talk about root canal treatment overhead. All right. This is very important. And I should have covered this earlier, but every time you perform a root canal on a patient, you're going to incur a cost of a material overhead fee of from anywhere from $50 to $75. Okay, and that covers the hand files, the anesthetic, the rubber dam, the hand files, the nickel titanium files, and the obturation materials. Okay, so it's $50 if you're using warm vertical obturation or BC sealer. It'll be about $75 if you're using guttacore. All right, but here's the thing. What is your production on that same exact case? So it's costing you $50 to $75 of material overhead to do that root canal, but you're producing, on average, $800 to $1,000. Okay, $800 is probably more of an average for general dentists, but $800 to $1,000 of production. So here's my thought on this. It's costing you $50 to $75 bucks, but you're producing $800 bucks. So use new nickel titanium every time on a new root canal case, all right? Use new nickel titanium. It's going to cost you $25 to $35 to use your nickel titanium files to shape those canals. It's safer. You get less chance of separation. You're going to feel more confident shaping. It's sharper. They cut sharper. There's not any chance of cross-contamination of those prions. It just makes sense to use new Niti. Again, why? Well, you're getting $800 to $1,000 in production. You can remember to put that in your mind. That's $50 to $75 of material overhead. And I want you to use new Niti, because what does a separation mean to you in your practice? It ruins my day when I separate a file. Usually it's my fault, and usually it's because I've used a file more than once. Okay, I do sometimes use every now and then a nickel titanium file that's been used one time. It's stupid. I shouldn't do it. I'm getting $1,200 or $1,300 for my root canals, so I'm being cheap, being really cheap. But every now and then I will do it, and the file will, very rarely, but the file can separate. I cannot remember the last time I separated a new nickel titanium. Okay, a new nickel titanium, except for, yes, I do remember one, but it was my fault. I was pushing on it, and it was an MB canal that joined the ML canal, and I was pushing on it. It was extremely curved, and I was hitting that ML spot. It was right where it meets, and I kept pushing, and it broke. But thankfully, I was still able to obturate the ML canal, and it still looked pretty good. So other than that, I can't remember the last time that I've separated a new nickel titanium file. All right? So it's very important. Even if you take a nickel titanium file after you used it, you brush it with the stainless steel brush, and you sterilize it. If you look at the nickel titanium file under the microscope, you're going to see all these debris marks on it. So it still doesn't look that clean. So my recommendation is use new nickel titanium. It'll just save you so much heartache, and it'll just make you more confident when you're shaping, because you have a sharper file, a newer file, and you have less chance of separation. Okay, that's part one of halftime, and we're going to move to part two of halftime. Thank you so much for listening. And again, this is Root Canal Academy, where root canal mastery is our ultimate goal. Thank you.